Okay, so DRSR stands for Directory Replication Service. It's also one of our old test ways we have developed about 2 years ago. And it's still very useful to test the Active Directory implementation on the server side. And this time around, we did a little bit improvements on the DSR. For example, before the test weights has a dependency on the child domain, and this time, in order to test more dependently and more reliably, we separate out the test cases for the parent DC and read-only DC. That way, we can still test a lot of scenarios without setting up the child domain scenarios. So very quickly, we take a look at the test environment we have here. We have three domains. DSRC is a very, very complicated test suite. We have three domains required here. Between the two domains here, we have the trust relationship. This is outside DC in order for us to test some replication scenarios outside of the forest. We have a big domain called parent domain called DISR.com, and we have a child domain here. So for the parent domain, we have the read-only domain controller, secondary domain controller, and the primary domain controller. So those things, those setup are going to give us an environment to test all of the scenarios we have in the DRSR. Another important piece is child domain. We have a lot of important test cases running through child domain. On the other side, the child domain also create a lot of complexity in our test cases. And like I mentioned earlier, this time we figure out a way to separate the test cases for only for those PDC, RDC, and the secondary DC, so we can still run through the scenarios for those things. And that's proven to be very useful as well. Some other updates, we also modify the credential issues to trigger Kerberos authentication to make sure, because the DISR supports both NTLM and Kerberos authentication, and for some scenarios, we have to use Kerberos authentication in order to help our partners test their implementation. So now we have a clear way to config our test way to use Kerberos authentication. And we also have a fix after we run through our test way to restore the test environment. And we also fix a bunch of LDAP bugs. And at the very end, in order to provide a lightweight test weight for our partners to use, we have a BVT-only test list. In our BVTs, those are some important test cases here for application test cases, also for the seed history test cases, and get application information. So with that, I'll have Yuqing again to run through the demo. So we're going to use the computer here.
Yeah. First of all, let me introduce the environment of the test virtual machine again. First of all, we have the major test suite, test forest like DSR.com, and it contains several machines like the primary DC and the secondary DC and the read-only DC. Also, the driver machine will join this forest. And you may see two drivers here because I'm using this machine to testing with Samba. So actually, the first one is the driver we're using for Samba, and this one is we're using for this demo. And also, we have a child domain. There is one domain controller in this domain. And we have an external forest. The machine name will be like outside DC. Okay. It's similar way to using NRP Test Suite. You can run the shortcut in your desktop, and there is one BBT test case shortcut. And but I also only show three test cases in this demo. It costs a little, yeah. Okay. Oh, much better. Okay, thanks. This case requires more time because in initialize, it will create many objects and upgrade some access rights. So you may wait some more time. And okay, it's much faster now. Okay, all completed. You can use the shortcut to find the file location actually, and use properties and open file location, because test results saved in the same file path. And this is what we have currently. Okay, there are three cases all passed. And the first case is replication in the sink. It forces a sync between two domain controllers. The first call is our internal adapter. This call is our adapter initialize called DRS init. It will do too many things here. And later we will see the steps for this. Okay, the step here begin now. You can see that it calls DRS bind to bind the primary domain controller in the DRSR.com. And then it will call DRS replace sync messages to start a replication. Also, then the last step is unbound this DRS context. The verification code here is, you may not able to see the description here because we are using the Spec Explorer model-based testing, and we only have added a requirement ID here, but we can try to do more later to input those descriptions. And this is the first test case, and the next one is about DRS quick names. The same DRS init API call for our adapter, and see it starts here. This test case is very simple. It calls DRS bind, then later it will use DRS quick names messages to get some information from DC side, and using it requires format like DS user principal name for logon to request a specific format, and you will see our verification here is very strict to every bit flag, and also we have model-based tester, model-based verification code here. This is second case, and for the last one, this is replicate. It will add the replicate source into the domain default naming default NC, and same step here. We need to call DRS init to initialize the environment. And the later steps are similar. We call DRS bind, and then we call DRS replicate to add the source there. Okay, the last step is DRS unbound. Okay, this is all for the demo side. Any question?
Yeah, do we have any questions for both RPC and DISR? We do have some time left, so don't worry about that. Great. So I'll bring Guqing back. Oh, hi, Matthew.
The question is,
you play with DISR quite a lot already.
Yeah, I'm trying. The question is, as far as I understood, this test suite is not really available yet. And do you have any ATA?
Actually, NRPC is publicly available already. We released it last year, right, Daryl?
Yes. Let's talk about the 2011 test suite release we were talking about earlier. On the Microsoft.com open specifications page, applied interoperability tools, test tools. That location, the NRPC test suite, is one of the test suites that was available last year. DRSR is not. There are some issues with it. We do have make it available here at the PlugFest. We're going to release it, but it is not definitely not ready for prime time at this point. There's been some issues. We can get it running here in the event, but as you know, there's some issues. What's that?
The
legal issues have been taken care of as far as the privacy statement and users. No, the issue here is functionally. It has some issues with the environment setup and configuration and the usage, and it had some Windows-specific configuration issues. NRPC actually is definitely publicly released. It's been available for the year since 2011. DRSR.
Yeah, for DRSR, it's really on the technical side. We do need to improve it before we can release it.
Right.
It's still useful to you, so we can work together on that.
You can make a beta release.
Right.
A beta release, yeah.
We can make it available to anyone who needs it other than the PlugFest on a limited basis, but we have to get it all configured first, as you know.
Yeah. For our new test
shots and whatnot.
Sorry, Daryl. So for our new test suites, ADOD and OSSOD, those test suites are very solid. We have good quality about them. But those new test suites do need to go through the legal cleanup process.
Yeah, we do have to prepare the packages for the 2012 test suites that we do plan to release very soon, which will be in the file sharing area. And, of course, ADOD and OSSOD, those are the first priority on those. And the others will follow again with updates. So,
great. Thank you, Matthew.